To remind all participants, this conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. You may begin.
Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the RKMP Working Group call on Monday, 17th June. On the call today, we have Avery Doria, Christian DeRay, Volker Grayman, Mikey O'Connor, Simonetta Batterge, Graham Bunton. We have Barbara Knight, who will be joining 30 minutes late. We have apologies from James Bladel, Alan Greenberg, Holly Rach, Michaeli Nealon, and Bob Mountain. And from staff, we have Lars Hoffman and myself, Julia Chavadin. Now, I remind all participants to please state their names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, Mikey.
Thanks, Julia, and welcome all. We have a fairly light attendance, although I see people coming in, so I think we'll probably be fine. I think what we'll do is the usual pause to take a look at the agenda. It's in the upper right, give people an opportunity to update their statements of interest, and then we'll dive right in. Anybody got any of those that they want to share? Okay, well, our agenda is pretty straightforward. We're very close, I think, to the end of the process of reviewing the community input. And I think for today's call, what we'll do is focus on that process that we went through before, where we sort of pull out the key points for further discussion. High-level input document that's in front of you is coming off my screen. That's why you can't scroll it. And then take a look where we're at, next steps, and I'm not sure we need to discuss E and F. I think we've already done those. That was my mistake. I missed that. The agenda. In fact, I'm not. I think we'll take that last one off. I think that one's done. So, unless anybody's got anything to add, I think we'll just dive right in. Basically, what we are doing today, we've already done on what's in front of you is charter question E, and I hope that it's big enough that you can read. Let me know if it's not, and I'll figure. The nice thing about this is it's all on the screen. And what we did before is we just sort of went through these and highlighted the interesting parts and then pulled out what we called, I'll give you an example, key discussion points that we want to highlight for both the Durban meeting, where what we'll do is we'll sort of introduce the charter questions, introduce this summary about what the working group wants to talk further about. So today our job is really to go through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mikey, sorry, this is Lars. Just to let you know, people, including Julia and I, have trouble hearing you properly. I don't know if you can maybe move to the mic or otherwise maybe dial in via the phone if you're on the Adobe, but it's tough to hear you.
Yeah, let me fiddle with both of those. I think another thing I can do is turn up the... What happens if I crank up the mic volume a little bit? Does that make it better?
That's much better.
Or not? Better? Worse?
This is Lars. It's better here right now. Christine, on the chat too. Yeah, this seems to be better, Mike.
Go ahead, Lars. Oh, okay. I've got so much going on my screen, I'm not watching it. Okay. Thanks for the feedback there. Okay. So, with that, here's the first, I think we really only have two, so I think this is going to go fairly quickly. The first one is charter question E. And the question is, are existing penalties for policy violations sufficient, or should additional provisions and penalties be added? And the theme that we got in this is that we are considering stating explicitly that we sort of want to shy away from sanctionization of a policy working group. So I'm going to highlight that. And then highlighting that we really want to have this notion of uniformity and consistency of penalties across all policies. That's just sort of highlighting the theme of the discussion. And I didn't get any subsequent discussion topics out of this. So summarize this is to say that at least at this point, the working group feels that they're sufficient and that there are no additional discussion topics planned. Lars, go ahead. It's still cutting out. Still having.
Now, I mean, the sound is good, but you're cutting out.
All right. Well, with rural broadband. Afria, I'm gonna draft you as temporary interim acting chair. I know that you're not really, but if you're dialed in, your name is at the top of the list, starting with A. And so while I dial in, if you could just keep the queue going and keep a conversation going about this, that would be nifty. And
okay, this is Aubrey. Can I be heard? If I can, I don't see anybody in the queue but me. Oh dear. Was I paying close enough attention? Somebody remind me where we were.
I mean, this is Lars. I think Mikey was going through the charter question E on the penalties and seeing whether the group has any other comments or thoughts on the on the points that were already raised in the right-hand column. So the group was considering that.
The hands mean that.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks. Did anyone have any comments, or does lack of hands mean that that is fine and there are no comments to add? Okay. Right, so I can barely read his screen and I didn't bring up the other ones. So there was E had that, okay. Oh, I can't even move his screen. It's set to not sync, so I can't actually see beyond it. Somebody move to the next question so that we can see what the second question that we needed to deal with was today?
Avery, this is Lars again. I fear we can't do that. I think we have to wait for him to come back. I cannot move the screen. He's taking control and for me to take over my
Okay, because it's his screen. Right. Okay. So what was the other issue, or should we wait for Mikey to get back at this point. He's sticking up their hands.
This is lovely. I think Mike's back on it.
Under about as well. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm back. Is this any better?
Oh, thank you, Mikey.
Sorry, Avery.
I can hear you fine, but then again, I could hear you. Right. So anyhow, where we got to was I managed to get somebody to remind me we were talking about E and that you were asking comments, and then I asked what there were further comments, and nobody had any. And so we were looking to move on, but of course your screen is fixed with you, so we're so happy.
I completely screwed everybody.
You're back.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm so sorry. So I hope people can hear me better. I'm having rural problems, and so my apologies for that. I'm going to just follow our little rule here and put our key discussion points documenting this, saying that we don't really have this one, and we'll carry on. So the last one for today is that it's good old number F. Did universal adoption and implementation of EPP eliminate the need for standard opposition? And this one, there's a little bit more to summarize. So what we did in the last few is highlight the thing. So here's kind of a thinning out of the comment there. I'm going to go ahead and do this, and then just, because I'm far away from the chat window, just interrupt me if I say something terrible there. So this was the one from the BC saying that this is still helpful. And then the registries also said that this is a key document and a nation would critically impact it. And then what we're trying for here is just easy to digest sound bites, basically. Now, what we said in our conversation is that we found they were useful. That there's a chance of confusion. Oh, Simonetta, go ahead and just jump right in while I'm stumbling.
I'm having a question about the can help protect the domain name from being hijacked piece, because I'm trying to understand in what way the FOA does that, because I understand how the registry, that this is a document that helps deal with the transcute and the dispute resolution process, because it's just one piece of information to look at as part of your chain of actions of what has happened in whichever case. However, I'm trying to understand how the FOA actually prevents a hijack case from happening, because I'm not I just don't understand how that happens. So maybe someone can help explain that to me.
Yeah, and I think that for today, what we'll do is we'll take those as topics for further discussion rather than try and actually figure them out, because we're missing so many people. But, you know, I think that's in the spirit of what we were trying to do with key discussion points, is just capture things that we don't feel like we're done with, so that we circle back to this after Durban. We pick that right up and dig in.
So you put that there, I see, as a question. You need to understand how FOA prevents hijacking, because I'm puzzled by that. I don't know. I understand how they help, or how they're one thing to look at when you're trying to resolve things, but that piece we need to just get more clarity around.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe that...
Mikey, can I just cut in there?
It's Lars. Yeah, go ahead.
I did some, because this came up actually on the ICANN compliance report. They wrote about this too, that they would like to keep it because it can help prevent hijacking. And I said you want to discuss this with the full group. Just to Simonette and everyone else who's interested, when I send out the agenda on the 12th of June, 5 p.m. my time, 3 p.m. UTC, there is an attachment called clarification.doc, and that's got a rough summary of how compliance sees that. When the group wants to discuss it in Durban after that, we can go into the detail, but if you want to have a look, it's like three paragraphs that I wrote up that explains, I spoke to compliance again, how they see the situation, why they would like to keep it with regards of potentially preventing hijack. And I'm happy to send that out again right now. In fact, that's not a problem. If people don't want to dig through their emails, I just send it out once more.
Yeah, and I don't want to do that today. You know, today is a summarizing day, not a discussion day. And so rather than try and actually have that discussion, I think what we do is we leave it on the list as something for the full group to pick up once it's sort of back together. You know, we're missing a co-chair and a bunch of the kind of core contributors. I think today is more of a summarizing and get ready for Durban day than it is an actual substantive discussion day. So we'll just note that there is such a document from compliance and then carry on. Okay, so consolidate the FOA and all the info into separate or single step. That one I want to put in the topics for further discussion. Not even sure it's feasible, so I'm going to Lars. Oh, you've got a request to control the screen. Do you want me to give you the screen, Lars, or can I decline that?
You can decline that, Mikey. It was just earlier when we tried to move further.
Yeah, sorry about that. Again, I think that falls in that same that same bucket. So I think that's sort of the two big points that come out of that one. Part of the reason I do this so slowly is because I'm lame and I can't do that quickly. It's so that you can look at what I've highlighted and see if there's anything you would like to add to that. And I'm not seeing anybody in the queue sort of saying that's terrible, so let me give you one last look at our sort of additional topics to discuss pile, get a better understanding of how prevents hijacking. Put in the wrong place. Let me fix that. And then the whole stream visibility of process changes, clearly a big topic for discussion later. And that brings us to sort of the anything else category. Well, let's highlight the resellers. And that's responded to in our comments. And basically, at this point, we're documenting but I don't think that at this point there are additional discussion points.
Julia.
Go ahead, Julia.
No, Mikey, we can't hear you properly. Do you think maybe we could dial out to you? If we dial out to you, we might hear you better because your line is cutting off.
Let me just check something. What's that, my phone? Yeah, see, the problem is you can't call out to me because my normal telephone line is not working. So as a result, I think that's what's causing the trouble. If I speak really loudly, does that improve the situation at all?
Not really, but...
Well,
it was better through the computer, actually.
Was it? Well, I could.
Yes, it was.
Okay, tell you what. I think the problem is that everything on the internet and the internet is getting killed now here for some reason. And the only real way to fix it is
all right, so this is coming through the computer. Is that any better? We'll try it and see.
It looks good.
Sorry about all the technical.
Better. Let's hope
okay.
Fingers. Work.
Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed, and I'll get right on top of the microphone of the computer, and then... I promise I'll call the phone right after this is done. And I think we're done with this section of the agenda. So let me do that. And take us on to the next agenda item, which is really sort of taking stock of where and planning for Durban. essentially, I think that what we are planning to do is take this document that's now just been touched up a little bit, and I apologize for all the bandwidth issues. Turn it into essentially a series of slides that we can take to the public meeting that we've got planned, and use this as a discussion prompter, where we'll sort of say, here are our charter questions, here's sort of the highlights that we're at so far, here are the questions that we are still thinking need more discussion, and what do you people in the community think? If that seems like a reasonable approach, then I think what we could go ahead and do is talk a little bit, Lars, is there any update on the Durban plans that the working group needs to go through, or is it pretty much on rails and we're just to the mechanics of planning, at which point what we could do is probably cut this call short, because I think really the only substantive thing we needed to get through is this little final bit that we did on the comment review tool. So,
Mikey, this is Lars.
Go ahead.
I don't think we need to do anything specifically for the Durban meeting. I think it might be useful, however, if we just discuss, or if the group discuss, how to proceed for the next few meetings now that we've gone through the public review tool, whether you want to start with the low-hanging fruit, as it was called, the charter question ENF, or whether you want to get stuck in with the maybe more difficult questions, the first three or four. I think they might be helpful. So to have people send out the right documents and to have get people onto the right state of mind, as it were.
How many meetings do we have left before Durban? A couple, right? Two or three? I would be, given that, let's see, people are going to leave for Durban on July 10th. It's now June 10th. So we basically have two or three meetings left. I don't know. I'd be curious to hear what other folks think. My inclination, I just don't know. I could go either way. I could either see us doing a series of meetings where we chip away at some of the easy stuff, or we pick a hard one. I'm inclined to think in terms of easy stuff, because the hard ones we're likely to get more public comment on at Durban, and we might have to retrace our steps. So that would be my not having checked with my co-chair choice right off the bat. What do other people think of that? Does that seem like a reasonable thing to do? And then, Lars, maybe what we could do is pull out those low-hanging fruit items and assemble them in a document for the next call, along with preparing a draft of those slides for the Durban meeting so that the group could take a look at those as well. I'm reluctant to get into anything really complicated between now and Durban, just because there's so much going on. People have so many other things that they're preparing for the Durban meeting and other working groups. We've lost Holly to being the chair of the drafting team for the policy versus implementation working group. So I think that's my tentative thought on that. And I'm not seeing anybody leaping forward saying that's a terrible idea. So let's proceed that way. Low-hanging fruit between now and Durban. Low-hanging fruit plus take a look at our slides, and I think that'll probably consume the next two or three meetings, and then we're done. Anything else? Lars, I'm sort of leaning on you because at this stage of the game, I think the working group is sort of done, at least with the content of today's call. So unless there's something else that you need, I think we can wrap this call up.
This is Lars. There's nothing from my side. So if you want to wrap up, go ahead.
Aubrey is saying, Aubrey's saying policy and implementation. I don't know if it's policy and or V. I've been using V, Aubrey, but you're probably right. Anyway, I think that's it for today. Sorry about the terrible connectivity. I will call my phone company and get that squared away. And we'll see you in a week with a list of low-hanging fruit and a set of slides, a preliminary set of slides for Durban, and hopefully another co-chair. Talk to you then.
Thanks, Mikey. Thanks, everyone.
Talk to you next week.